Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. It's almost time for the start of game number two as part of the doubleheader today between the Raptors and Green Bay Rockers. And the Raptors, unfortunately, falling in game number one, the final score 12-8. And hoping to get things back on the right track, the Raptors are turning to Tyler Pacetti, who makes his first start for Wisconsin Rapids. Pacetti has appeared in a couple of games for the Raptors. Steve Marhefke on the other side, he's appeared in just one, but it was a dominant start for the Rockers for his Rockers debut of the season. A returner, though, to Green Bay. He has previously pitched in the Northwoods League, and taking on the Green Bay Rockers, the Raptors hoping to keep things rolling along here. And well, we do have a little bit coming up, but not too much. We're going to hit a quick break here, and then when we come back next, it'll be time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Everybody, and welcome back into Raptors Baseball. National anthem is done, and we are about ready to go for game number two of this doubleheader. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, the Raptors taking on the Rockers, trying to get back on the right track. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, with the visiting Green Bay Rockers, the Rockers are going to be leading off with Caleb Daniel at center field. David Bionia bats second at second base. Aiden Cooney bats third at third base. Stefan DiCorrado bats fourth. He's the cleanup batter is in right field. Eli Selga bats fifth and is the DH. Batting sixth is Zage Lancaster at shortstop. Caden Sheffield bats seventh. He's in left field. McLean Helton bats 8th and is at 1st base. And batting 9th is the catcher, Braden Buchanan. Steve Marhefke on the mound. And taking a look at the Raptors lineup, Jake Beauchesne leads off. He's in left field. Junior Barajas is behind the plate. He's the catcher. Landon Gaz is the designated hitter, batting 3rd. Kareem Arusevic is the 4th batter in the lineup. He is at 1st base. Madden Akko bats 5th and is at 3rd base, back on the corner. And Hayden Carlson is the shortstop batting sixth. Batting seventh, it's Eric Harper. And Harper back at second. Hiroto Kobayashi's in right field, batting eighth. And batting ninth to close out the order, it is Royce Clayton Jr., the center fielder for the Rafters. Tyler Pacetti on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. And Pacetti has not been too bad in his three appearances for the Rafters, and hoping to continue that tonight against the Rockers. As well, the surprise to me is Junior Barajas back behind the dish. Back-to-back games that he will be behind the plate. And Barajas, well, I tell you what, he is deserving of it, but I also feel like he's deserving of a day off as well. He got his day off yesterday, but playing back-to-back games both behind the plate is certainly taxing on a player. So a little bit of a surprise to see him back out there, but nonetheless, that is impressive for the Rafters. And now taking a look, the teams are getting ready to take the field. Starting lineups about to be announced here for the Rafters. Usually that's announced before the national anthem. However, not the case for this one, as it is the doubleheader. And so these two squads are kind of making sure that they're ready to roll along. It's halfway to Halloween here, and that means that, well, the players are in their blackout uniforms. And I tell you what, these are crisp jerseys. They are all black with red outlines on the numbers and the letters. And so very dark in the theme of Halloween. And, well, all the employees, staff, and interns are all dressing up for Halloween. I myself am indeed dressed up. I am in my zombie businessman uniform. And, well, some of those fans who came to the game might have been able to see the costume, but hopefully I'll get to debut it a little bit more, show it off, scare some people. Accidentally scared a couple of fans at the Raft House. Yeah, they saw my green face. It's painted for the zombie. And ugh. Anyways, everyone here is dressed up in fun costumes. Over to my right are media and marketing manager Connor Filippi. He's dressed up as Mario. I love it. I love it. Love to see it. And everyone out here as well getting dressed up. Some fun costumes out here. I just saw a couple of ghosts over by concessions. Ooh, spooky. Maybe I'll make a couple of spooky references throughout the broadcast as well. You'll have to be paying attention. I might be dropping a few. But this is a seven-inning game here, so I'll have to do it a little bit quicker. It's the second leg of a doubleheader, as the first game went a full nine innings. However, it was completed from last night's game. So we will see a total of about 14 innings, not quite today. The first game started in the bottom of the third and went all the way through the ninth inning. And in this one, we're seeing the game, of course, start in the first, but it only goes seven innings. And of course, there could be walk-offs, or the Rafters could be leading before the end of the seventh, so we might not see a bottom half of the frame. But nonetheless, these two teams getting ready to take each other on. And well, the leadoff man for the Green Bay Rockers, Caleb Daniel, will step up to the plate. And Daniel, what a game he had earlier today. And yesterday, he was able to carry it over through the night, as Daniel, the center fielder, steps up to the batter's box. And it'll be Daniel, Bionia, and Cooney due up here in the first inning. So that's what we're looking at for the first few batters of the order for the Green Bay Rockers, as they look to get started hot here. The Rafters ended the game pretty hot. They had gone on a bit of a run there at the end. They cut the 9-1 deficit down to a 4-run deficit. It was 12-8, and just couldn't quite finish it out, as they'll look to have the win in this one and snap their currently 8-game losing streak. So that's what we're looking for in tonight's game. And the Rafters taking on the Rockers. First pitch on the way to Caleb Daniel. It misses low for ball number one. Tyler Pacetti on the mound for the Rafters. And I've talked about him a little bit, but haven't gone too far in depth. Pacetti, I mentioned, making his first start, but he's made three appearances out of the bullpen as the 1-0 count. Misses low, brings it 2-0. In those three appearances, he's totaled 6 1/3 innings and allowed the three earned runs. 2-0 count, hits the outside edge for strike number one. It's now a 2-1 count. 4.26 ERA. He's walked just two batters in his 6 1/3. He's been good with his command and trying to keep that over for the start. He gets a foul ball as it's rolled into the dirt straight behind home plate. And the Halloween music playing here at Witter Field is the Halloween theme music is played. It's a bit confusing there. Halloween is in the holiday, and then Halloween is in the movie. 2-2 count, called strike three, and Caleb Daniels goes in the books backwards. One up, one down for Tyler Pacetti. And Pacetti, that his fourth strikeout as a Rafter, and he's pitched a lot better at home than he has on the road, although very limited differences in between those couple of appearances. He's made two appearances at home and one on the road. That one on the road was his debut and allowed two runs over his 1 2/3 innings. First pitch on the way to David Bionia is fouled off, and so Bionia fights off and has the count roll to 0-1. Right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. And Pacetti from Skyline College gets a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. 0-2 the count to Bionia. David Bionia batting second in the order. He takes the third pitch of the plate appearance, low and away for ball number one. It's now a 1-2 count. And Bionia came in a pinch last game and sends one over to shortstop. Picked up by Carlson, throws it to first and got it. A 6-3 put up. Two up, two down here in the top of the first. And it brings up the three-hole hitter, Aiden Cooney. Cooney, the third baseman, and hoping to keep the inning rolling along. Tyler Pacetti off to a strong start. Mentioned he comes over from Skyline College, where he spent the past two seasons. This last year at Skyline, pitched in 69 innings and managed a 4.04 ERA as the first pitch to Cooney misses low for ball number one. Cooney did not play in the game earlier today and last night. Left-handed hitting third baseman. Taking on the righty on the mound. 1-0 count. It's grounded foul, and count moves to 1-1. The Rafters hoping their pitching can lock it in, and they've seen their pitching struggle as of late. And I mentioned that in the game yesterday as the X factor, and we'll see if it is in this one. The Rafters struggled in the first game pitching, and in this one, Tyler Pacetti off to a hot start. He gets a called strike two. 1-2 the count. Pacetti's got some good stuff, and his last game, he pitched against Fond du Lac just 2 days ago. 1-2 count, misses in the dirt for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And in that game, it was a relief appearance for him. He went just 1 1/3 innings, and they kept his pitch count low so that he could start today. And in that outing, he allowed just two hits and no walks, but the one run was inherited, and that one on the outside edge, it is called strike three, got him, second strikeout of the game for Tyler Pacetti, and he goes three up, three down in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the first, and it is 0-0 here between the Rafters and Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
And the bottom of the first getting ready to roll along here in Wisconsin Rapids. At the plate, the leadoff man, Jake Beauchesne, takes the first pitch for strike number one from Steve Marhefke. And Beauchesne, hoping to get the Raptors started off hot. He has been rolling along these past couple of games. The 0-1 count taken a bit low for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Marhefke. And the 1-1 count, it's an off-speed, but fouled back by Beauchesne. Now 1-2, straighten it out a little bit. Maybe he gets that one to go a distance. Beauchesne, two home runs on the season. Batting 280 with an 820 OPS. 1-2 the count on the way home. It's to the right side and gets on through into right field. Leadoff single for Jake Beauchesne as he is aboard first base. Well, that's the way to start the game off, and it brings up a dangerous hitter in Junior Barajas. It's Beauchesne, Barajas, and Landon Gaz due up in the bottom of the first. So that's what we're looking for. At the plate, the left-handed hitting Barajas. First pitch to him is popped up left side of the infield, going back into the outfield. Now the third baseman Cooney going over to it, and he catches it in foul territory for out number one. So Beauchesne singles, but he's left on first base at the moment with Junior Barajas popping out. And Landon Gaz now at the plate, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. On deck, Kareem Arusevic. And Arusevic looking for a plate appearance here with a couple of runners on, but there is a double play in order, so maybe won't get to see that. Either way, Gaz batting in the three hole now. He hasn't batted this high in the order this season. 0-1 count on the way, gets a big swing and a miss. Now 0-2, and there once again is a breeze from center field coming back in, but it's not as powerful as it was earlier. 0-2 count, and Beauchesne still on first base. He is not afraid to steal bases. See if he does, but an 0-2 count to Gaz, and Beauchesne does try and take off. It's a swing and a miss. Throw on down to second. Throw is not in time and not picked up by Bionia. Stolen base on the strikeout of Landon Gaz. The Raptors have a runner in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the first, tied 0-0. And that brings up Arusevic to the plate, trying to bring home these first run of the game. See if he can. It's a lefty-righty matchup working in favor of Arusevic, taking his time on the mound. Now the pitch comes, but it misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Arusevic, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a matchup between these two guys where Arusevic has been hot as of late and takes that pitch for ball number two. 2-0 count, batting 318 on the season. And looking back to last game, Arusevic had a couple of hits earlier today. Ended up going 2-for-6 in the game. A couple of RBIs. 2-0 count is taken inside for ball number three. 3-0 the count to Arusevic now. On second, Jake Beauchesne. He is a quick runner. We saw him steal second, so if one gets down for Arusevic, he's likely going to be pushing for home, but Arusevic will instead take it low for ball number four, and it's two base runners on now for the Rafters. Arusevic on first, Beauchesne on second, and it brings up Mattanaco with two outs in a 0-0 ball game. Akko, the right-handed hitting third baseman, up for the first time this game, and you go back to the game earlier today, and Akko was playing that one. He went 1-for-4 with a hit by pitch, reached his last two times up, and the first pitch taken for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Marhiefke, a tough guy to get hits off of. Pitched last season for the Rockers as well. I mentioned that. 1-0 count is hit towards left field, and that will get down for a hit. Here comes Beauchesne from third. The throw is going to be cut off by the shortstop. It's an RBI single for Mattanaco, and the Rafters have taken the lead in the first inning. Kareem Arusevic stays on second base as Jake Beauchesne scores from second. Brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate with two outs and runners on first and second. Looking to keep this two-out rally rolling. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. Looking back towards second, now the pitch comes home, and it's in there for strike number one on the breaking ball. 0-1 the count, and looking at what Carlson was able to do last game, he had a strong one. Ended the game going 2-for-4 with a walk, so he reached 3 of his 5 plate appearances, but he did ground into a double play in the 8th. That was his last plate appearance. 0-1 the count, holds off on the pitch, but it hits the outside edge for strike number 2. 0-2 the count. Eric Parker is on deck if it gets to him, but Carlson's got to get on base and keep the inning alive first. Second baseman Bayania pushed a little bit closer to the bag to make sure the runner doesn't take off. So a tad bit of a shift. 0-2 the count, it's fouled back, and Carlson stays alive. Still an 0-2 count. And Carlson, the sixth batter in the order for the Rafters, trying to work Marhiefke early here. And Marhiefke hasn't thrown all too many pitches, still only 17 in the game. 0-2 count, though, and the pitch on the way home misses outside for ball number one. 1-2 the count. On first base, it's Mattanaco. On second, it's Kareem Arusevic. Rafters up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Trying to add more to their lead. Righty-righty matchup. Marhiefke looks back to second a couple of times. Now brings the pitch home, and it's once again fouled back by Carlson. Fighting to stay alive at the plate. Carlson batted in the 6-hole last game and didn't really have too many long plate appearances. Longest one was 5 pitches, and he drew a walk there, and the other ones put the ball into play 3 pitches or less. Now seeing the 6th pitch of the plate appearance here, the 1-2 count. It's off the bat towards the right side of the infield into foul territory. It will reach the seats, and once again, a foul ball from Carlson. He's fouled off now 3 pitches with 2 strikes. Still a 1-2 count. Pitch number 7 coming up. And Hayden Carlson got off to a steaming hot start for the Rafters. Well, not the first game. Did go 0-for-4 with a walk, but in game number 2, 4-for-5, he had 5 RBIs and a home run. 1-2 the count. Marhiefke looks back to second. Once again a couple of times. Now brings it home. It's out towards right field by Carlson. Pretty well hit, but not well enough as the right fielder is there and makes the catch for out number 3. So the Rafters do manage one run on 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 2 on base. They take the lead. It's 1-0 Rafters. When we come back, it is the top of the second inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball. It's the top of the second. 1-0 the Rafters lead after a strong first inning. And, well, Tyler Pacetti back out to work here in the top of the second. Leading off, it's Stefan DiCorrado. And the first pitch is called for strike number one in that first inning. A pair of strikeouts for Tyler Pacetti going three up, three down. Hoping to carry that over into this one. He's got a bit of momentum as this one is flared out towards shallow left field and gets over the head of Hayden Carlson. A leadoff single for DiCorrado. First hit of the game for the Rockers and leads off with a man on first base. Well, Tyler Pacetti, he has been strong in his first couple of games for the Rafters, allowing a whip of 1.26. That's not too bad. Over his 6 1/3 innings. Entering this game on first base, DiCorrado, and the first pitch to Eli Selga misses low for ball number one. Selga from Golden West College, he's a teammate of A.J. Buonasetta. Buonasetta pitching in the game earlier today. He went four innings. Swing and a miss from Selga brings it back to a 1-1 count, although Selga didn't get a chance to face him, which I find to be very disappointing. I feel like you should always pit teammates together. It makes it a fun matchup. 1-1 the count. This one is ripped into right field. Well, hey, maybe I should be making the calls because that one is way out of here. Two-run shot from Eli Selga gives the Rockers the lead. No doubt about it. Here in the top of the second, it's 2-1, the Rockers lead. Well, that's not the way that Pacetti wanted this second inning to start. Brings up Zage Lancaster with nobody out and the bases empty. 2-1, the lead for the Rockers. And Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup with Pacetti on the mound. Pacetti looking home, he'll bring the pitch. It's a bunt that goes off of the body of Lancaster if it bounced up and hit him. 0-1 the count, and the Rafters trying to get back into the win column, and it's just been these small errors that have really been to the detriment of the team. 0-1 the count to Lancaster. Pitch on the way home, it's fouled back. 0-2 the count, and well, here in Wisconsin Rapids, 74 degrees and cloudy overhead. Pacetti sending it home to Lancaster, and this one's hit up the middle towards center field, and that will get down. Three straight hits to lead off the second inning for the Rockers, and they are feeling it right now. Now at the plate, Caden Sheffield. And Sheffield trying to keep this momentum going. It was a three up, three down first inning for Pacetti, but here in the second hasn't been the same story. pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Lancaster doesn't get off the bag. Sheffield, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Lancaster on first. First pitch on the way. It misses low for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Fastball for Pichetti sitting at a high 80s. That last one, 86. 1-0 the count, and the pitch misses below the zone. Good identification from Sheffield to hold off on that one. 2-0 the count to Sheffield. From the University of North Alabama, he ropes this one past the shortstop Carlson into left field. It's another hit. Four straight hits now for the Rockers as they are, well, rocking it. McLean Helton now up at the plate, and Helton, the left-handed hitting first baseman, comes up with runners on first and second, and nobody out in the top of the second. 2-1, the Rockers lead. First pitch on the way home hits the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Pichetti, not the second inning that he's been hoping for, but a triple play is in order. 0-1 the count, and wishful thinking as this one is grounded. Oh, just past the diving glove of Harper into center field. Another hit. It's an RBI. Five straight hits for the Rockers, and they take the 3-1 lead here in the second. And with that, it will bring up a mound visit as Mike Spears will step out here to have a chat with Pichetti. Three straight singles after a home run and a single. And the Rafters are reeling. Tyler Pichetti trying to find his flow and just hasn't been able to get the outs that he was hoping for. Rafters led 1-0 entering this inning, but it wasn't enough. It really felt like you were going to be seeing a great performance from Pichetti today. I mean, he went 3-up, 3-down in the first, had a couple of strikeouts looking, and seemed like he was on his game, but here in the second, it has been anything but. Now, interestingly enough, you look at the splits between Pichetti versus righties and lefties, and he has been significantly better against right-handed hitters. But the lefties in this game, and now Pichetti trying to deal against a right-handed hitter, and it's hit well out towards shallow center field, but not well enough as Clayton is there. He's under it, and the Rafters finally end the streak of hits. It's a fly out to center field that keeps Sheffield on second and Helton on first. Only one out in the top of the second. 3-1, the Rockers lead, and Caleb Daniel stepping into the batter's box. Daniel, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup once again, and Daniel 0-for-1 on the game. He struck out looking in the first and swings early on this one. 0-1 the count as he goes through it. David Bayania on deck if it gets there. 0-1 the count to Daniel. Pichetti set up on the far side of the rubber and misses that one low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Well, I mentioned the wind. It is slightly blowing, but only 4 miles an hour. 9 mile an hour gusts from the south-southeast. Pitch on the way home is on the outside edge, called for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And Pichetti trying to deal with Caleb Daniel. Guy from Georgia Tech who's batting .345 on the season with 6 home runs. There's a reason he's batting leadoff. 1-2 count is roped to the right side. That gets on through into right field. Here comes Kobayashi. He'll run up on it and throw it in. Keeps the runner on third base, so not an RBI for Caleb Daniel. But it's their 6th hit of the second inning. Man, they have been seeing the ball incredibly well. And it brings up David Bayania with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the second. A little bit of rain coming down here in Wisconsin Rapids. Not too much, but a tad, and makes the conditions a little bit harder to pitch in as the First one to Bayania is fouled back to make it 0-1. I was talking earlier in the season about rain with a couple of the pitchers out there, and there was a little bit of a disagreement between Kenny Schultz and Tristan Krusenberry as the 0-1 count misses low for ball number one, 1-1 the count. Talking about, oh, do you like pitching in the rain or do you dislike it? Krusenberry, he was telling me, yeah, I like pitching. Schultz said, hey, you're crazy, as this one is fouled towards the third base camera and off of the hand of our media guy, Ryan Williams, over there. Tried to barehand it, but he's not like that. So a 1-2 count to David Bayania. Bayania, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with the bases loaded. Pitch on the way. It misses high for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. Aiden Cooney on deck if it gets there. But a double play is in order to get out of the inning. That would be huge for the Rafters, but got to get a ground ball here or a strikeout. 2-2 the count to Bayania. Pitch comes, swing, and a foul tip, strike three, as that gets on through, and a huge out for the Rafters as it brings up Aiden Cooney with the bases still loaded, but two outs, which means the sacrifice no longer in order. Left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And Pacetti still out there, and he'll look to bring it home, and the first pitch on the way misses outside for ball number one. Cooney, the ninth batter here in the second inning. And the Rockers have six hits in this inning. Pacetti brings the 1-0 home. It's grounded towards first. Could do it. Picked up at first. And Arusovic will step on the bag for out number three. So that gets us out of the second inning. But three runs come across for the Rafters on the six hits. There were no errors, and the Rockers left three on base. We head to the bottom of the second, and it's 3-1 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Weddings are an exciting time, but they can be a lot of work and stress too. Let Belinda with the Bride's Secretary custom design your wedding invitations that will make a statement and provide secretarial services that will reduce your stress. Custom invitations and stationery for weddings or any special occasion. You don't just need stationery, you need a secretary.
For more information, call Belinda at 715-340-2999 or visit thebridesecretary.com.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Maybe the witch doctor can brew up a comeback for the Rafters here in the bottom of the second. You know, I asked the witch doctor, I said, hey, can you get me some runs? Well, we're going to wait and see because the Rafters have been able to score. Their offense has been rolling over these two games against the Rockers, which is surprising considering the Rockers have one of the best pitching staffs in the Northwoods League. They've already scored one run in this game, looking to keep it rolling as they trail 3-1 in the bottom of the second. It's halfway to Halloween, if you didn't understand the reference to the witch doctor. That was just playing over the speakers here in between innings, and felt like it was only fitting to bring in the Halloween theme to the broadcast. First pitch to Harper is a strike. Second one on the way. It misses outside. And a 1-1 count. Harper, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Marhefke still on the mound. 0-1 the count. Hits the lower part of the zone to bring it 1-2. And, well, it is worth noting, we talked about it in between innings, and our television buddy Fletcher Anderson mentioning it on his broadcast. I feel like I should mention it over here. The Rafters had a couple of players make the HBCU All-Star game. Jafet Martinez and Cameron Douglas, 2-2 count to Harper, misses away. It's now 3-2 to him. Cameron Douglas hit a home run in that game just a couple moments ago. Tell you what, that's some good news for the Rafters fans out there as they prove themselves here in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 the count, swing and a miss from Harper, and he goes down on strike. Second strikeout of the game for Marhiefke. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the second. Now, I talked about Kobayashi last game, despite him not playing. He's been hot for the Rafters. Looking to keep that rolling along as he rides a four-game hit streak, 13-game on-base streak. Righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound, and the pitch coming from Marhiefke. It is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Kobayashi trying to work his way on any way that he can. As he sends this one to the right field, and he keeps the hit streak going. One out single for Kobayashi, and he is rolling along. Man, find it hard to believe that he wasn't playing in these games earlier, and he's continued to be one of the best hitters for the Rafters over the past couple of weeks. And the change in his game has been incredible to watch. Still raining out here in Wisconsin Rapids, but light enough that we're able to play on through it. Kobayashi, a good base runner, but not too aggressive as that first pitch is called for a strike against Royce Clayton Jr. He's very similar to Clayton. Clayton may be a little more aggressive than Kobayashi, but they both can steal. Kobayashi a little bit of a lean, but not taking off as Clayton gets under this one and sends it high in the air towards center field. Under it is Caleb Daniel. He makes the catch. That's out number two. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with two away and a runner on first in the bottom of the second. Still 3-1, the Rockers lead. And the right-handed hitting Jake Beauchesne up at the plate, the left fielder for the Rafters. He's already 1-for-1, trying to stay hot. I tell you what, he has been on a roll for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to him, misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Beauchesne singled back in the first inning. Came around to score as well, in part thanks to a stolen base that he had. Runner taking off from first. It's a good jump. Throw on down is high and into center field. Kobayashi standing up, and he thought about going, but got too late of a start. Smart to go back. Wasn't ready to roll after he had to slide into second base. So he just gets the one stolen base, and then he stays at second. So runner on second, two outs in the bottom of the second. A 2-0 count to Jake Beauchesne as the ball had missed on the previous pitch. Marhiefke looks back to second, brings it home, but misses outside. 3-0 the count to Beauchesne. Well, if you're going to walk anyone right now, it should be Junior Barajas. Jake Beauchesne would be number two. 3-0 the count. Barajas is on deck, though, so you really don't want to walk him now. 3-0 count on the outside edge, called for strike number one. And it's just a little bit of a drizzle out here, but that'll certainly dampen the baseball, make it a little bit harder to fly out in the rain. Kobayashi on second, 3-1 count. It's fouled back into the netting and makes it 3-2 to Beauchesne. And Beauchesne in the game earlier today, as this is the second half of the doubleheader, he went 2-for-3 from the plate. He reached five times across last night and tonight. 3-2 count is crushed high in the air down the left field line. Probably going to reach out of the park, but it bounces off the top of the wall in foul territory. And that was the question, whether or not it would be fair. And Beauchesne couldn't quite keep it fair. And if he had, likely would have left the park. That one was off the top of the wall in foul territory. And little bit straighter, maybe out of here. Either way, still a 3-2 count. Beauchesne still at the plate. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Pitch comes home, and once again, it's fouled off. Beauchesne staying alive with two outs, keeping this inning going. Still the righty-righty matchup, and you'd love to get to Junior Barajas, who is, I will say, the hottest batter in the Northwoods League. Too bad to anyone who thinks otherwise. 3-2 the count. Pitch coming home, and it's once again fouled off by Beauchesne. And Beauchesne, 3-2 the count. He's fouled off three pitches with two strikes. So he's seeing pitch number 9 coming up now. He just keep counting them up. Sees one more foul ball, and he'll be at two double digits in this plate appearance. And that one outside for ball number 4, and right on that edge right there. But Beauchesne gets the favorable call his way, and he will end up on first base. Rafters have runners on first and second now with two outs in the bottom of the second, down 3-1. And Junior Barajas, representing the go-ahead run, the tying run, is on first base. Still early in the bottom of the second. However, it's only a 7-inning game. Lefty-righty matchup with Barajas at the plate. Marhifke looking back to second, fires home, and that one a little bit low for ball 1. That was a slow-pitch curveball there, 71 miles an hour. If that one was a little bit higher and Barajas swung, I think maybe 450 to right field. 1-0 the count. And the pitch on the way home as Barajas holds back on it. It's called for strike number 1. 1-1 the count. Barajas, 6 home runs on the season. He had a multi-home run game earlier today. 2 home runs this Friday. First time the Rafters had a multi-home run game this season. And he crushes one over to right field. And deep at the wall, it is caught at the wall. Oh, man. A moonshot that was brought back in right field and nearly took the lead on that one, but couldn't quite do it. Oh, man. And that's where that rain really hurts you. So the Rafters, a deep, deep fly out from Barajas. They score no runs on the one hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. We head to the third. It's 3-1 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, we get back to work now in the top of the third inning. It's 3-1 Rockers here on WFHR. And man, Junior Barajas nearly gave the Rafters the lead there in the bottom of the second, but just a little too high on the fly ball out to right field. A few degrees lower, and that one would have been way gone. He absolutely put a rocket into that one, but just couldn't get it over the wall. Caught at the track by the right fielder, Stefan DiCorrado. And so DiCorrado will now lead off the top of the third inning with a 2-run Rockers lead. And 3-1, the Rafters going to try and get back into this game. And DiCorrado, Eli Selga, and Zage Lancaster due up to start off the third inning. Back out there, Tyler Pacetti looking to roll along. He's gone 2 innings so far. That first inning, 3 up, 3 down. The second inning, though, didn't go his way. He allowed five straight hits to lead off that inning, and it was against this batter to start things off. First pitch on the way, and that one is going to miss a bit low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and the pitch on the way home. It's sent over to the right side of the infield. There's the second baseman, Harper. Throw to first is in time for out number one. 4-3 on the putout, and that takes care of Stefan DiCorrado. Brings up Eli Selga with one out and nobody on in the top of the third. Still a two-run Rockers lead. Selga, the left-handed hitting DH, up for the second time this game. His one plate appearance, a two-run shot to right field. Takes this one at the feet for ball number one, and it nearly hit him, but he jumped out of the way. 1-0 the count, and Tyler Pacetti has now retired four of his last five batters, but that pitch away makes it 2-0. So Pacetti has certainly calmed down after he allowed the five straight hits to lead off the second inning. And thankfully, it only resulted in three runs as this one is hit up the middle and into center field as it's a one-out single for Selga, his second hit of the game. And it brings up Zage Lancaster with a runner on first and one away in the top of the third inning. Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Tyler Pacetti. Selga on first base, and we didn't get to see him as a base runner yet because he ran all the way around. First pitch is low, throw back to first, and that one is not going to be nearly in time. And so a 1-0 count to Lancaster. Lancaster singled back in the second inning. Started off three straight singles in the lineup. 1-0, misses away. Now 2-0. Lancaster entered this game batting 211. Played in the game earlier today as well. 2-0 the count on the way home. It misses low for ball number three. Now 3-0 the count. The runner on first is Selga. And the pitch from Pacetti is in there, called for strike number one. 3-1 the count, and Lancaster had kind of stepped forward there, but didn't have any intention of swinging. 3-1 the count to Lancaster, and the pitch comes home, and this one's hit high in the air towards left field. Running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll catch it on the run for out number two. Runner remains on first base, and it brings up to the plate Caden Sheffield with a 3-1 Rockers lead. Sheffield 1-for-1 in the game as well. And his first plate appearance, it was not an RBI, but it loaded the bases as that pitch is called for a strike on the inside edge. And what a nasty pitch from Pacetti. Tons of horizontal movement there. It looked like it was going to miss way inside, but instead hit that edge. 0-1 the count, and well, was trying to get the inside swing on that one. It looked exactly the same where he located it, but this one did not have the horizontal movement. Just kept going straight. No swing generated, though. 1-1 the count, and this time it gets a swing, but it's fouled off towards the third base camera. 1-2 the count. The warning track a little damp as the rain has brought it down a little bit, but just a little drizzle out here. Not too much. Hoping it'll stay at that. 1-2 count on the way home. It's a late swing, grounded foul down the third base line. And count remains 1-2. Eli Selga over there on first base, trying to make his way over to second. We'll see if he does. Pacetti on the mound takes a deep breath. Now looks to fire home. Pitch on the way, and it's ripped over to the left side of the infield and gets on through into left. So a single for Caden Sheffield keeps the inning alive. Eli Selga over to second base as well. And that's the second hit of the game for Sheffield. Brings up McLean Helton. with two away and runners on first and second in the top of the third. 3-1 the Rockers lead, and McLean reminds me of John McLean. And I'm wishing now that I had dressed up as John McLean because I love Die Hard, the movie. It is, of course, halfway to Halloween here in Wisconsin Rapids. That's what we call this day, as the first pitch is in there for strike number one to McLean Helton. Now, I did dress up. I'm a businessman with a baseball tie. I thought it was cool, you know, baseball. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss. 0-2 now to Helton. But I also made myself a zombie, just to make it a little bit more fun. So I'm a baseball businessman zombie. 0-2 the count, swing and a miss, strike number three. And that takes care of the third inning. No runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. It is 3-1 Rockers. The Rafters going to try and make the comeback when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Three to one in the bottom of the third inning. Yeah, I'm trying to put on a little bit of a voice here. I'm trying to get into the theme of things, and you might notice that throughout the broadcast. I mentioned it last inning, the halfway to Halloween, and here in the bottom of the third inning, it's 3-1 Rockers, and maybe a little more Halloween is what the Rafters need to get back on top. And they've got the offense rolling along as Landon Gaz will lead off, and the first pitch in there for a strike to Gaz. 0-1 the count, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup with Marhefke still on the mound, and the pitch on the way home, it's fouled back to bring it 0-2. And well, to get into my theme, maybe I should be doing a zombie voice instead, but we'll have to wait and hear that one. 0-2 the count to Gaz, trying to avoid a second strikeout of the game. Gaz has had his red-hot games, and he's also had some cold ones, and fouls this one back to keep it 0-2. Talk about red-hot games. You go back to two games ago, game number 46 on the year. Landon Gaz in the second leg of the doubleheader back on Wednesday went 3-for-4 with a walk, and all three of his hits were for extra bases. That included a home run. 0-2 the count, misses outside, 1-2. Also played in the game earlier today. Ended up going 2-for-5 in that one. Specifically today, he was 2-for-4. He also struck out last night before the game was suspended. 1-2 the count, misses high. Now 2-2 the count. The Rafters trying to get this one in as the rain's still coming down here in Wisconsin Rapids, but certainly able to be played through, although it does make conditions a little bit damper. 2-2 the count on the way home to Gaz, and he sends this one well out towards center field, and trekking over to it is the center fielder Daniel, and he makes the catch for out number one. Well, a well-hit ball from Gaz, but not well-hit enough. And it brings up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. Still a two-run Rockers lead. Left-handed hitting first baseman Arusovic up at the plate. And Arusovic trying to keep his strong start to the season rolling along. Pitch on the way home is called for a strike. 0-1 the count. Arusovic drew a walk back in the first inning. That's his only plate appearance so far. Lefty-righty matchup on the way from Marhivki. And a check swing. And did he go? No, he didn't. Called for a ball. 1-1 the count. That was close to being a swing, but Marhivki able to hold back on it. Sorry, Arusovic. Marhivki's on the mound. 1-1 the count to Arusovic. Pitch on the way home, grounded towards first. Picked up off a couple of hops, and now stepping on the bag is Helton for out number two. Goes three unassisted there, and Madden Akko now into the batter's box with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the third. Afters down two runs. They've been out hit 8-3 by the Rockers, but still just a two-run game. It usually feels like the opposite way. The Rafters have usually out-hit opponents this year and been down on the scoreboard. Today it's been the opposite. First pitch to Akko misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count.